May the sweet blessing of Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus be with you all. I want to thank you all for the beautiful presents you've sent for the children on the reservation in the Mesa. Hopefully we'll have some pictures soon. Right now we're just sorting through things and getting lists, and it's just amazing. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much. And just a little heads up, for those of you who still want to contribute something, we lengthened the list a little with smaller items, like stocking stuffers and that kind of thing. And again, you'll find that the list for Heart Dwellers on Amazon. Okay, well, the Lord began, "I want to talk with you about purity. Purity of intention, purity of thought, purity in action. Most move with the flow of the world for personal gain. But when you belong to me, your whole life is about my personal gain. There are those who pretend to work for me, but truly they are in the flesh more than they are in the spirit. And I'm not talking about errors, but a way of life." Oh, Lord, I feel convicted. You are aware of your flesh, Claire, and the poison it contributes to your life. But I'm talking about faking it. People who pretend to be mine but in reality belong to the world. You are seeing a tremendous increase in pastors and prophets that are not for me, but for themselves. They teach what is pleasing to the ear. They withhold serious corrections, and people who rely on them are stumbling around in the dark. My heart is to bring them into the true light of the Gospels, the true faith. My heart is to bring them into the true light of the Gospels, the true faith, true love of me, purity of heart, from which all issues flow in the life of a soul. Many of these who've been stumbling in the darkness know deep down inside that something vital is missing. Something is wrong with their walk, and I am drawing them to me with my love. That's why they're coming, Claire. They feel my love. When they are loved, they listen, they learn, they grow. Something inside clicks, and they know it is authentic. Even if you didn't teach anything but that, still you would be immensely effective. Yet there are questions in the hearts of these souls. They're tired of pat answers and euphemisms. They want truth, something solid, even if it violates their comfort zone. But it must be done in love and humility. Your flaws are many, my dear spouse. And people are comfortable with the imperfect because they're so tired of trying to put on a face of perfection. Eventually that face comes down and the true brokenness and sinful nature of that soul becomes apparent. Yet the most important lesson for you to learn is that you are loved in your insufficiency. You are loved with your flaws. You don't need a mask. You don't need a title or facade. All you need is to be genuine. I know this doesn't seem important to you. It's all been said before in other messages. But it is important because your society is about to fall apart at the seams, and everyone's mask is coming off. Things will be so desperate in this nation that people will seem more like animals than humans. And it can happen overnight. It can happen to you. Your desire nature can grab you by the throat and bring you down. Easily, I might add, were it not for my grace. I'm telling you all of this because of the shock that is about to hit this nation. Everything has been running on the surface, social norms, order, etc. But when people are stripped of all they own, stripped of what they base their human dignity upon, things become desperate indeed. That's what I want you all to understand. It's going to be a shock that will tear away that civil layer and throw people into complete confusion and despair. They will lose their sense of identity, lose their sense of morality, and lose their sense of me. The greatest good you can do for anyone is convince them of their ultimate worth, my blood. When they cling to worldly things and they are taken away in a breath, devastation sets in, thoughts of suicide. My life is not worth living anymore. Even Christians fall into this. I wish for all of you heart dwellers to comfort others with these words. I love them, and they are just as special now, stripped down to nothing, as they were with all their trappings. Remind them that there are no U-Hauls behind a hearse. Sooner or later, they will appear before me with no earthly goods, and my joy is in their being, their love for me, the purity of their hearts before me. When men are stripped to nothing, then the gold is separated from the dross. That goes for you too, my love. Whether you be on foot, or a bike, or your truck, your worth is in who you are to me, not in your vehicle. I know this seems so elemental and simple, but when it happens, there will be nothing simple about it. I am telling you now, the most important thing you can do for people in this crisis is to restore their sense of worth. They have two options: act like animals and survive, or be creatures of honor, fashioned in my image, trusting in me. Yes, things like food, heat, shelter are very important, but for some, despair will overtake them because they will see they are not who they thought they were, as they are paralyzed and taken down with the rest of the world. Preachers and their congregations that have been teaching prosperity will be especially hard hit. The real chaos will hit after the rapture. These messages will be an anchor in the storm, Claire. Many will find solace and relief, and their faith again. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for using me this way. Thank you, Lord. My brides, you have no idea what is waiting for you in heaven. Keep up the good work. I'm coming soon. My soon. Your soon. Soon.